Welcome to podcast number one from the Learn IT to Teach project. In these podcasts, we are going to explore the role technology plays in adult language training and immigrant settlement in Ontario. So, please enjoy today's conversation with Sharon Rajabi. Sharon is a consultant with the Toronto Catholic District School Board for the budget and operations of the Adult Education Program. Keep your eyes and ears tuned for future podcasts. We're here with Sharon Rajabi from the Toronto Catholic District School Board. And Sharon, we really want to talk to you today about learning technology and how it's changing language training and settlement in Ontario. Could you begin by just telling us a little bit about yourself and your role at the Toronto Catholic District School Board?
Sure. Thanks, Rob. I have been with the board for the past 16 years in my capacity to design programs and bring innovations. And my major role has been to introduce CALL to our program. So we were there since the first inception of LINC with the computerization project. And since then, we have moved on to many different fortes from online learning to distance learning, introducing CALL to single classrooms, bringing smart boards in, creating learning objects. So we are trying our best to incorporate it into the curriculum design and also providing instructor support in the best way that we can.
And what's the motivation behind that, Sharon? It's not technology just for technology's sake, is it?
Not anymore. If you asked me that question 15 years ago, I would have said yes, because at the time technology was very new to people and it was brought in as an add-on, just as an enhancement tool. But I don't believe this applies any longer. I don't think this is the situation where technology is being looked at as a as an innovation anymore. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. New immigrants come in already technology savvy. They are expecting to see those in the classrooms. It is evident in our mainstream classrooms at elementary, secondary schools. It's evident in private schools. And as such, we have to use this as a tool to enhance our programming and also language instruction.
Are learners starting to demand more technology?
They are. We have a group of seniors at one of our sites who are very used to pen and paper, but the moment we brought a new lab to that site, they are demanding that they be in the lab for as long as the teacher allows them to be and as long as the rotation and scheduling allows. And you can see them going online and doing all sorts of stuff. They can use the dictionary online. They will get to the sites that they want to go. And yet their CLB levels is barely above 2, which is amazing. We recently brought a smart board to that site. And the learners are utilizing the software in the smart board. And they are the ones who are teaching the teacher, even though their language level is very low. So I think that technology is transcending the language barrier in ways that we no longer could see as barrier and we've never imagined before.
The Learn IT to Teach project, which you're very familiar with, it's mm-hmm. really based on a lot of foundation work done by your board in which you were very personally involved. That mm-hmm. is the LINC curriculum guidelines, but also the LINC activity book, level 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of that content from the LINC activity book has been converted to learning objects, that is, learning units, and posted on the Learn IT to Teach sites. What do you think of that?
Well, I think this was a long time overdue, and I'm so happy to see that that finally happened. Yet, developing is it one thing, and getting the buy-in from the instructors and the field in general is another thing. Even though some instructors do welcome it and embrace it, they still need the support, and that brings the programming and the infrastructure issues to the front and center, that as long as the providers are not on board with this, we won't be able to expect the teachers to be on board with it. So this is a great tool that has been developed. The learning objects, being SCORM compliant and being the way they are built, they are available to anyone, anywhere, without being tied to anything in particular. So instructors can pluck and choose what they want and where they want to teach. Moreover, the learners can pick what they want from it, but yet they need the support infrastructure-wise, technology support, and curriculum support to be able to implement it fully. A lot of sites have old computers. You can't use these stuff with old computers. They're slow. It gets frustrating. You got to have the technical support available so that if something goes wrong within the next working day, at least it gets fixed. Or else the people lose hope. They lose the encouragement and the energy to go back online. Because the technology is getting cheaper and cheaper, the costs are more feasible, we can expect that service providers should upgrade their technology every once in a while. I mean, they can assume a cycle that works well with their budget every 3 years, every 5 years, whatever, not every 15 years. That's not feasible. So I think time has come in that this budget is built in their operating budget, just as long as the chalk and the textbooks and the whiteboards and blackboards are. The other issue is we have to provide opportunities for our instructors to get this PD and to feel comfortable with using this technology. And one of these opportunities would be as workshops at conferences and hands-on in a venue such as at the Tech Fair Lab, but also the service providers need to acknowledge that this opportunity has to be available in-house at their local venues.
What do you see as the key motivators for teachers to get more involved with technology, both in their professional skills development and in their teaching and learning in their classrooms?
I see the learners to be the key here. It's the learners who are demanding right now. People who are immigrating to Canada are very savvy technologically. They Skype to their own countries. They use their Blackberries. They text and email. They use Google to research sites for their job hunting. They want to learn when they want to learn. When they come in first to Canada, they don't have time to attend classes face-to-face. That's why there is a huge turnover in class attendance, both in ESL and Link classes, because learners have other priorities. They need to put bread on table. They need to see to their settlement needs. So when they have time, if they have a slot in the day that they want to learn, what they want to learn and how they want to learn is how they would dictate and not the teacher. So they want to be able to go on the computer and learn at their own pace, learn what they need to learn and not necessarily what is taught in the class. They want to be able to become independent. If they need grammar at this point, they want to pick that at this point in time. If they want to write a letter, they should be able to do that. So it is a postmodern world. The learners are empowered. They want to learn when and where and how. And if we as instructors and program designers are not ready to accommodate them, we are going to lose them. Because learning in the old fashion, the idea of schooling and learning, as the old notion dictates, is long gone.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, Sharon, for your time today.
You're very welcome. That was interesting.
Do you have any final thoughts before we close off podcast number one for the Learn IT to Teach project?
I'd just like to see all these good stuff that you guys created be used in every classroom, and I want to see the teachers wanting to use it. So let's hope that we as programmers and the government work hand in hand together to collaborate and make this happen for our classrooms.
I love the sound of that. That was terrific, Sharon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.